اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program, and I'm really glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic segments. At first, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter, and then we are going to listen to a recitation by that famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Well, today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. He was an Egyptian reciter who was born in the village Sha'sha in 1890. He memorized the Noble Quran under the care of his father, Mahmud Ibrahim Sha'sha'i, before the age of 13. What made him famous was his famous recitation on the eve of birth anniversary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, next to three famous reciters, Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, Sheikh Ahmad Nada, and Sheikh Ali Mahmud. He had a powerful voice and a unique style. Still, according to his son Ibrahim Sha'sha'i, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i's style was influenced by Sheikh Ahmad Nada's recitations. He entered Egyptian radio officially in 1936. He traveled to some countries including Iraq and Saudi Arabia, and he passed away in 1962, at the age of 72. May Allah bless his soul. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of Suratul Ikhlas, recited by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Say, He is Allah, one. Allah, the independent upon whom all depend. He begets not, nor was He begotten. And there is none that is equal or comparable unto Him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد لم يكن له كفؤاً أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Ikhlas, recited by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i has an excellent tajweed. The way that he articulates the letters and the words of the Quran is very clear. And the listener can clearly hear all of the letters from their correct places of articulation. This is one of the characteristics of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i's recitation. And another feature of his recitation is that he conveys the meaning of the verses of the Quran very well. He illustrates the meaning through his voice, through the maqam, through his intonation, mm-hmm. and the tone of his voice. And he is probably the best reciter at illustrating the meaning of the verses of the Quran. Some have compared Sheikh Sha'sha'i to a sculptor who makes statues in order to convey the meaning. Mm-hmm. Of the verses of the Quran. Of course, this is a comparison, okay?
Of course it is.
And it means that it's three-dimensional, right? Mm-hmm. And other reciters, it is said that they're like painters.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know,
those
they
who try
create
to convey the meaning.
Yeah. They convey the meaning by, and it's two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i conveys the meaning, it's a lot more prominent.
Mm-hmm. 3D.
Yes. And when he recites this verse, he says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It's like he's emphasizing, because Allah is saying this to the Prophet and to all Muslims. Say Allah is one. He says it with, not with force, but with a kind of emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allahu Samad, with a high register.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, he conveys the meaning of this surah, Surah Al-Ikhlas.
To make it a kind of order, isn't it?
Yes, it's like an order. And there is actually some force, because mm-hmm. it's really important. This is Tawheed. This is the most fundamental belief that a Muslim must have,
mm-hmm.
believing in one God. So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. He's saying this with a lot of emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's go on to the rules of tajweed. Just like I said, he has a very good tajweed, especially the qalqalas at the end of each verse. أحد صامد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And also the sad in as-samad was pronounced well, with tafkhim of sad.
At the second highest level.
At the second highest level. And the first time he recited in the riwayah of Hafs an Asim, kufuwan ahad, Hafs does tasheel of Hamza here, which is written like a waw actually, kufuwan ahad, instead of kufuan ahad. If you make the if you pronounce the hamza with tasheel, it becomes a waw, kufuwan ahad. But if you don't, if you apply the nabra, it becomes kufuan ahad, which actually he said kufuan ahad, which is warshan nafir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first time was Hafs, the second and third time was Warsh an Nafi'. And the Lamb of Allah in the first verse and also in the second verse, Huwallahu, it has to be pronounced with
Taghlil,
thickness, density actually. Taghlil means density, which is the same as actually as Tafkhim.
Practically, we can say with the full mouth.
With a full mouth. And Allahu Samad. Now, Allah has a Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning. With what haraka should we pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl of the name of Allah?
Of course, with Fatha.
Yes, because it's a name. It has Alif Lam. Mm-hmm. Any word that has Alif Lam should be pronounced with, of course, any word that has Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning and has Alif Lam has to be pronounced with a Fatha.
Yes.
Allahu Samad lam yalid wa lam yulad. There is also a qalqala in the word yalid, and it's important that you apply this qalqala. Remember, I'm going to say this to all of those who perform their prayers, and of course they recite this surah in their prayer.
Yes.
All of us, we recite Suratul Ikhlas in our prayer. At least try to apply the qalqala, which is the most distinctive rule of tajweed in this surah. Ahad, samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. A lot of people say lam yalid wa lam yulad
without
qalqala. So this is incorrect. We have to hear the dals. We only have qalqala of dal. Mm-hmm. In this surah.
I want to talk about the idgham in the final verse.
Yes, we have an idgham in the final verse. Yakullahu walam yakullahu. We have a noon sakina which merges into a lam. And as a result, the noon sakina should not be pronounced. And instead, the lam has to be pronounced with tashdeed. Shiddah.
And without khunna.
And without nasalization, khunna.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. Stay tuned.
Hujjatul Islam Dr. Shamali, Islamic scholar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we will reflect on some hadith about the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Idhal tabasatil umuru alaykum." When things, affairs become confusing, it's difficult to understand what is right, what is wrong. What is the best decision? What is the best policy? Whom to support, whom not to support? What to do? You are not sure. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Like very dark nights, very dark portions of the night, that there is no light, no star, and you don't know. You should go to the front, to right, left, go back. You cannot navigate. You cannot find your way. So if the situation becomes like this, إِذَا الْتَبَسَتِ الْأُمُورُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Then you must refer to the Quran. Quran is the guide. Quran is the path. Quran is the light. So There is no way to go wrong if you truly follow Quran.
Dear audience, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.